Throughout Saul's reign, there was war between the Philistines and Israel. The Philistines lived along the shore of the Mediterranean Sea to the southwest of Canaan, in a part of the country that had once been inhabited by a race of giants, the descendants of Rapha. Shortly after David had been anointed by Samuel, the Philistines gathered together to make war on Israel. They pitched camp on a hill in the territory of the tribe of Judah, and the Israelites assembled to meet them. A valley lay between the two armies. The Philistines had a champion named Goliath. He was a huge man, almost 3 meters tall. He came from the Philistine city of Gath, and was one of the few survivors of the descendants of Rapha. He was heavily armed from head to foot. A bronze javelin was slung on his back, and his spear shaft was like a weaver's rod, its iron point alone weighing about 7 kilos. His shield-bearer went ahead of him. Every day Goliath came forward to defy the Israelite army. "Choose a man," he shouted, "to come and fight with me. If he is able to kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him, you will serve us." But no one came forward to challenge him, as the Israelites trembled with fear. "I defy the ranks of Israel," cried the giant. "Give me a man, and let us fight each other." This went on for 40 days. The Philistine challenged Israel morning and evening. Now David had gone back to his father in Bethlehem to look after the sheep, but 3 of Jesse's sons had joined Saul's army. One day Jesse said to David, "Take this roasted corn and these 10 loaves of bread for your brothers in the camp, and take these 10 cheeses to the commander of their unit, and bring me back news of them." Early in the morning, David left the flock with the shepherd and set out with the supplies as his father had said. When he reached the camp, the two armies were drawing up their lines facing each other. David left his things with the keeper of supplies and ran to greet his brothers. As he was talking with them, Goliath stepped forward and challenged the Israelites. On seeing him, Saul's men fell back in fear. The Israelites were saying to each other, "Do you see this man who comes out to defy Israel? The king will give great wealth to the man who kills him. He will also give him his daughter in marriage, and will exempt his family from taxes." When David heard this, he said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God?" This made David's brothers angry. But when Saul heard about it, he sent for the young man. David said to the king, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." "You are not able to go out against this man," Saul replied. "You are only a boy, and he has been a fighting man from his youth." David answered, "I have been keeping my father's sheep, and have killed both a lion and a bear when they attacked the flock. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the claw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine, because he has defied the armies of the living God." So the king said, "Go, and the Lord be with you." He dressed David in his own tunic, and put a coat of armor on him, and a bronze helmet on his head. But David could hardly move. "I cannot go in these," he said. "I'm not used to them." So he took them off, took hold of his staff, and chose 5 smooth stones from the stream. When Goliath saw that the Israelite champion was only a boy, he despised him. "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" he shouted, and he cursed David in the name of his God. "I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field," he cried. "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin," said David, "but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty. I will strike you down, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel, for the battle is the Lord's." As the Philistine moved closer, David ran towards him, took a stone from his bag, slung it, and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into the giant's forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. David ran to him, took hold of his sword, and cut off his head. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Next episode, how David became an outlaw.